Welcome to day 92 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. And the question today is, do we baptize babies? The Westminster Assembly said yes, and we'll decide if they're right or wrong. We look first to the Westminster. Well, actually, what we're going to do is look at all three of our sources today, the Shorter Catechism, the Larger Catechism, and the Confession of Faith. They all say pretty much the same thing with different verses, so we'll just go through them all together. First, the Westminster Shorter Catechism, question 95, asks, to whom is baptism to be administered? The answer, baptism is not to be administered to any that are out of the visible church till they profess their faith in Christ and obedience to Him. But the infants of such as are members of the visible church are to be baptized. The Larger Catechism, question 166, similarly asks, unto whom is baptism to be administered? And answers, baptism is not to be administered to any that are outside of the visible church, and so strangers from the covenant of promise, till they profess their faith in Christ and obedience to Him. But infants descending from parents, either both or but one of them, professing faith in Christ and obedience to Him, are in that respect within the covenant and to be baptized. The Confession of Faith, chapter 28, section 4, says, not only those that do actually profess faith and obedience to Christ, but also the infants of one or both believing parents are to be baptized. Okay, let's look at the proof text for all three of these. First is in the Westminster Confession of Faith, section 4, Mark 16:15, and this is for the first part, that baptism is not to be administered to any that are out of the visible church, and so strangers from the covenant of promise, till they profess their faith in Christ and obedience to Him. Mark 16:15, He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Then we have all three give us Acts 8, 36 and 37. The confession gives us 37 and 38, so we'll read 36 to 38. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized them. Next, the two catechisms give us Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And pretty much everybody agrees with that so far. Here's the controversial part, that infants of such as are members of the visible church are to be baptized. As the Larger Catechism puts it, infants descending from parents, professing faith in Christ and obedience to Him, either both or but one of them, are in that respect within the covenant and to be baptized. Obviously, being within the covenant and being members of the visible church are equated in the two catechisms. And the visible church are those who profess to be Christians. The invisible church are those who really are Christians. And we could have covered that before, but we'll be covering it under the fifth commandment. So the question is, and the argument, just to sum up, the argument is that in the Old Covenant under Abraham, Abraham was commanded to circumcise all that were within his household, that were under his authority. And that includes infant children, obviously, on the eighth day, circumcised, but also slaves. They were all within the promises of the covenant. And then we'll read from Genesis 17 that the covenant promises were made to Abraham and his seed, and his seed were to be circumcised. Then the argument is that there's a parallel between circumcision and baptism, and that the children, just like the children of Abraham were to be circumcised, the children of believers are within the covenant and are to receive the sign and seal of the covenant. So let's look at the proof texts for these claims. First, the Larger Catechism starts off with Acts 2:38. The Shorter Catechism and the Confession of Faith cover that down below. So we'll start with Genesis 17:10, since all three of them have that. Genesis 17, 17:10 for the shorter catechism, 17:7 through 10 in the larger catechism, 17:7 through 9 in the Confession of Faith. So we'll read the larger catechism's proof texts. Genesis 17:7, I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised. Then, of course, if they rebelled against the covenant, they would be cut off. Now, the next passage that is cited by the larger catechism and the Confession of Faith is Galatians 3, 9 and 14. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So we're part of that covenant with Abraham, that the blessing would come on us, the blessing promised to Abraham. And the shorter catechism, the larger catechism, and the Confession of Faith all cite Colossians 2, 11 through 12, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. Okay, the argument is that we have been circumcised with a circumcision made without hands. This is the circumcision of Christ which we receive when we're buried with him in baptism. So just as infants were circumcised, so infants should be baptized. And then the larger catechism and the confession add Acts 2:38. And the argument here is that the Jews who heard Peter preaching in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost would have understood what he was saying as saying that this is the promise made to Abraham, and so the sign and seal of the covenant should be applied to infants just as they were by Abraham. Acts 2:38-39, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Then we also add in the larger catechism and the Confession of Faith, Romans 4:11 through 12, and he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also, and the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had being yet uncircumcised. So Abraham is the father of circumcision to us who are Christians, who walk in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham. All three, the shorter, larger catechism, and the confession, cite 1 Corinthians 7:14. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now they are holy. In the Old Testament, if you touched something that was unclean, you became unclean. In the New Testament, when the unclean woman touched Jesus, the hem of his garment, the virtue or power or clean, the cleanness, if you will, went out from Jesus and cleansed the woman. So in the New Testament, we who are cleansed, we sanctify and touch those who are unclean, who are unbelievers. And that's what 1 Corinthians 7:14 says, else were your children unclean, but now they are holy. Matthew 28:19 is cited by the larger catechism and the Confession of Faith. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The Confession of Faith adds Mark 10. I shouldn't say add, it's a different concept. Mark 10:13-16, and they brought young children to him, that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, suffer or allow the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, For of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. Luke adds in chapter 18, and this is in the larger catechism and the Confession of Faith, the larger catechism giving us verses 15 and 16, the Confession of Faith, verse 15, and they brought unto him also infants, as Luke puts it, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked him. But Jesus called them unto him and said, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. And finally, the larger catechism adds, Romans 11:16, for if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root be holy, so are the branches. Well, that puts us at about 10 minutes into this, so maybe we'll just leave it with this section of the subject of baptism, who should be baptized. And of course, it would be just fine and appropriate for you to post your comments or questions or any other arguments that you have. Obviously, this is a very controversial subject about baptizing infants. But what do you think about the notion that our father Abraham is our father of circumcision? Colossians speaks about the circumcision made without hands that we have in Christ when we're buried with him in baptism, and that the Jews who Peter was preaching to on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem, when they heard that the promises to their children, would have understood that just like Abraham gave the sign and seal of the covenant to his children, so believers in the New Testament give the sign and seal of the covenant to their children, because they were unclean, but now in the New Testament they are holy. Post your comments, and perhaps we can have a charitable and courteous and biblical discussion of the issue on the blog. And we'll have more on baptism tomorrow on day 92, I believe. Nope, today's 92. That'll be day 93 tomorrow.